Good, Ursula, wake my cousin Beatrice and desire her to rise.
I will, lady.
And bid her come hither.
Well, I think your other rubato were better.
No, pray thee, good Meg, I'll wear this.
Ah, my coat's not so good, and I warrant your cousin will face it.
My cousin's a fool, and thou art another. I'll wear none but this.
I like the new tile within excellently.
If the hair were thought browner.
And your gown's the most rare fashion, you see.
I saw the Duchess of Milan's gown that they praise us.
Well, that exceeds, they say.
Why, my coat's not a nightgown in respect to yours. Cloth of gold and cuts and laced with silver, set with pearls, down sleeves, side sleeves and skirts, round underborn with a bluish tinsel. Look, for a fine, quaint, graceful and excellent fashion, yours is worth 10 on.
Well, God, give me joy to wear it. My heart is exceedingly heavy.
It will be heavier soon by the weight of a man.
Fie upon me, I'm not ashamed.
Of what, lady? Of speaking honourably? Is not marriage honourable in a beggar? Oh. Is not your lord honourable without marriage? I think you would have me say, faith in your reverence, a husband, and thou thinking do not rest true speaking out of the nobody. Is there any harm in the heavier for a husband? None, I think.
And it be the right husband, and the right wife. Otherwise it is light and not heavy.
Ask my lady Beatrice out here she comes.
Oh, good morrow, Curse. Morrow, sweet hero. Oh, how now? Dost thou speak in the sick tune?
Out of all other tune, we think.
Claps into light enough, that goes without a burden. Do you see it? And I'll dance it.
Ye light and love with your heels.
It's almost 5 o'clock, Curse. It's time you were ready.
Oh, my truth, I'm exceeding ill. Hey-ho.
For a hawk, a horse, or a husband.
The letter that begins them all.
And you be not turned Turk, there's no more sailing by the star.
What means the fool trow?
Nothing I, but God send everyone their heart's desire.
These gloves the Count sent me. They are of excellent perfume.
Have stopped, cousin, I cannot smell.
Amazing, it's soft. There's a goody catching of cold.
God, help me. God, help me. How long have you professed apprehension?
Ever since you left it. Does not my wit become me, rarely?
It is not seen often enough. You should wear it in your cap. By my truth, I am ill.
Get you some of this distilled carduus benedictus and lay it to your heart. It is the only thing for a qualm.
There, thou prickest her with a thistle.
Benedictus? Why benedictus? You have some moral meaning in this benedictus.
Moral? No, by my truth, I have no moral meaning. I meant plain holy thistle. You may think, perchance, that I think you are lovely. By a lady, I'm not such a fool to think what I list. Nor I list not to think what I can, nor indeed I cannot think. If I would think my heart out of thinking that you are in love, or that you will be in love, or that you can be in love. Yet Benedict was such another, and now he is become a man. He swore he would never marry, and yet now, in spite of his heart, he eats his meat without grudging. And how you may be converted, I know not, but methinks you look with your eyes as other women do.
What pace is this thy tongue keeps?
Not a false gallop.
Madam, withdraw. The Prince, the Count, Senor Benedict, Don John, and all the gallants of the town are come to fetch you to church.
Oh, come to dress me. Good cousin.
Good Meg, good afternoon.